Strange Adventure.
Young Tom Finley stood on the derrick floor of the Bradshaw number 4, ready to lash onto the heavy slush bucket as Wilson the driller brought it out of the well. Tom had been a good driller himself at one time, until he had seen a well, machinery, and crew get blown to bits by a faulty charge of nitro. Fear of the deep holes had possessed him ever since, but he still worked the fields, taking jobs here and there as fireman or tool dresser. A long, slender bucket came out of the well, and Wilson frowned as he drew a sample of its contents.
Well, son, this mud's mighty thin for this depth. We'll have to lash on the rock bit.
Tom shuddered. A rock formation often covered a high-pressure area of gas, gas that went wild when it was tapped. As the bit cut deeper into the rock, the crew became discouraged. That is, all but one man, the big boss, old Pop Randolph. The old man worked his men, but he worked with them. A key man on the team that fought to bring this black gold to the surface. He was young Tom's idol, for he was a brave man, afraid of nothing. At last, the bit cut through the rock into hard-packed sand, and there was evidence of pressure at the bottom of the hole. Randolph called his men together.
Hey, pump mud into the hole. We'll have to shoot it.
By noon of the next day, the well was ready for the nitro charge. Tom helped the shooter rig the thin torpedo cable over the hole and fill the suspended shell with nitro. Wilson gave the signal, and the real man lowered away. The torpedo dropped out of sight, and the cable whirred. Suddenly, the cable went slack. Wilson ran toward the open hole.
Torpedo's stuck in the mud. She won't go any lower. The pressure's building up.
Tom saw men scattering in all directions and heard Wilson yell out,
"Get clear! She's going to blow that torpedo back out!"
But somehow Tom was unable to move away from the wild exploding death that would soon be hurled out of the well. He stood frozen, terrified. A jet of water and mud spurted from the well. Tom knew it was too late to close the valve gate over the hole. The torpedo flung upward by the gas pressure would strike it and blow the well to bits. Tom's mind became suddenly clear as a wild thought raced through it. He braced himself on the derrick floor, facing the rising sea of mud that flowed out of the well. The upper end of the torpedo slowly came into view, and Tom was thankful that it was not being hurled out like a cannonball. Like a striking snake, he leaped and grabbed the heavy missile just as it rose clear. Half-blinded, stumbling, he started out of the derrick. Through mud-filled eyes, he saw a man reach out to steady him. It was Randolph.
Say, that was a great job, son. Yes, sir, that was a job that took nerve.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Randolph.
A few minutes later, Randolph called Wilson the driller aside.
Well, Wilson, I think our little trick was worth the effort. Tom's got his nerve back again. We'd better unload that torpedo quick before he finds it wasn't nitro he put in there.
This is Pat McGeehan in Hollywood, California, saying goodbye from my writer, Charles Crowder, and inviting you to listen to Sawtooth Pass, our next tale of
Strange Adventures.